This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, today is April Fool's Day, which means you have full license to pull whatever pranks you want on your coworkers. Well, actually, there is such a thing as a bridge too far when it comes to April Fool's Day at the office. Here is Adam Allington of St. Louis Public Radio.
My colleague Spencer Reed here at St. Louis Public Radio is a natural prankster. Frankly, I'm surprised I've escaped this long without feeling the sting of his April Fool's hijinks. His family, however, is not so lucky.
April 1st morning, I come into the kitchen, I'm making everybody a nice big breakfast, and I cut my finger off. There's fake blood everywhere, I'm screaming, I'm running around, my wife buys it every time, my kids freak out every time, it's hilarious.
By keeping the crazy at home, Spencer's actually applying the human resources doctrine of April Fools. That hilarious prank you like to pull on your friends and family won't necessarily play at the office.
And you don't want it to be a negative career-defining moment.
Marcy Raver runs the Contemporary Etiquette Institute in Ann Arbor. When in doubt, she says, it's best to show restraint.
Whoopee cushions are still fun, but plastic wrap on toilet seats are probably less fun. Hiding an alarm clock in a colleague's desk is fun, but pulling the fire alarm is not fun. It's also illegal.
But hey, come on. Putting the stapler in Jell-O, that will always be hilarious. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Well, I think my April Fool's peak was back in high school when I went to the school with some friends in the wee hours of the morning and put bike locks on the doors so no one could get in. Well, actually, we didn't want to trap anybody in the building, so we left one door open. We were very thoughtful children, but they did have to reroute all the students until the assistant principal showed up with shears to clip the locks. We were very proud of ourselves, and I hope none of my teachers from high school are listening right now. But what is the best or worst April Fool's prank you have ever pulled? Go to the APM Marketplace Facebook page right now and let us know. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.